very interesting and important Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvot, the way he looks at holidays like Hanukkah and Purim. So there the Ramban quotes a Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha says, Kal vachomer, Uma me'avdut lecherut amru shira, mimavet lechayim, lo kol sheken. That if when we left Egypt, we left slavery, and we had to make a holiday with shira and halel, Kal vachomer, if we were in mortal danger, and we were saved from death, and we were brought to life, all the more so, Kal vachomer, we'd have to celebrate. So the Ramban is learning that there is a Kal vachomer here. Now a Kal vachomer has a status of Torah law. And the Torah law thereby is saying that when Jews are saved from a life and death, from a mortal death situation, there is a obligation from the Torah to celebrate. And comes out according to the Ramban, for example, the holiday of Purim, where we were in mortal danger. So therefore the concept to celebrate Purim is a deoraita. The laws surrounding it, how to celebrate it, are rabbinical. But the concept is a deoraita concept. The Chatam Sofer carries this over also when it comes to Hanukkah. Over there the danger was a spiritual danger, where there was a chance, Chas v'Shalom, where the whole Am Yisrael was going to become Hellenized. A spiritual danger is even worse than a physical danger. So Chatam Sofer says something amazing, that Hanukkah in principle is the Oraita. What is the practical halakhic difference here? If a person, let's say, does not make any commemoration of Hanukkah whatsoever, he doesn't do anything, the week, the 8 days pass, he didn't recognize it at all, according to the Chatam Sofer, on the Ramban, you went against the Deoraita. These lighting candles, saying Da'al HaNisim, all those are rabbinical in how to celebrate it and how to commemorate it. But if you didn't do anything, then you went against the Deoraita not to say a Shira on something where you were in danger and you got saved. This is an amazing concept. With this we answer a famous question, even according to the Chatam Sofer, why don't we celebrate 9 days of Hanukkah? Seemingly, we have the concept of Sifika de Yoma. On all our holidays, we always add an extra day in the exile, you know, just in case we're off. Like we had an extra day of Pesach, we had an extra day of Sukkot. So why don't they make, in the exile, 9 days of Hanukkah, add an extra day? Especially if the Chatam Sofer is saying that Hanukkah has a status of a Torah law, so therefore, all the more so the question is strengthened. What's the difference between that and Pesach and Sukkot? The answer is that according to the Chatam Sofer, the Torah concept of Hanukkah is even one day. The 8 days of Hanukkah, the amount of days that you commemorate, that's also rabbinical. According to Chatam Sofer, so long as you did one thing once a year to commemorate such a miracle, you fulfilled the Deoraita. So since the amount of days that we're celebrating is rabbinical, so therefore we have a law. We don't say Sefeka de Yoma, we don't add an extra day on something that is from the inception Medrabbanan. But that should give us a little extra chizuk and motivation when we're celebrating this holiday. It's not strictly Medrabbanan. There is the Oraita aspects of even Hanukkah and Purim.